Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. She was the chief executive officer of a highly successful biotech corporation founded by her husband and scientist, Günter Hofmann, is one of 10 children and the only woman in her day to successfully work alongside 400 engineers when being a woman in a predominantly male field was neither received or appreciated. Not to be deterred, this grit and determination would serve my next guest well, as she would go on to lead a successful 35-year career in advertising, marketing, and management, garnering awards, only to lay it all down, pick up sail, and pursue her real passion. Maiden Voyage, In Search of Adventure and Moments of Bliss, is the story of that passion, and the 8-year, 34,000-mile nautical triumph she and her husband Günter would make to circumnavigate the world aboard their 43rd-foot custom catamaran they called Pacific Bliss. 62 countries later, hundreds of thousands of photographs, journals, and experiences are now all compiled in a book form to bring to you, its reader, moments of bliss you too can share, as seen through the eyes of author, adventurer, circumnavigator, world-class photographer, and my dear friend, Lois Joy Hofmann. Lois, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. What a wonderful introduction. I'm very happy to be here sharing my testimony.
Lois, it is said, and I quote, "Every year, 4 times more adventurers climb Mount Everest than complete one circumnavigation of the globe." You and your husband Günter achieved this feat by age 67. Can you comment on that and then tell us about Maiden Voyage, your first in your trilogy of nautical adventures?
Well, Jensine, Günter and I were so fortunate to have the health, the resources, and yes, the courage to sail around the world and to see so much of this wonderful world that God created firsthand. My book, Maiden Voyage, is the first book in the series called In Search of Adventure and Moments of Bliss. And in this first book of the trilogy, I tell the story of how and why we escaped the corporate biotech world we came from. Our plan was to set off in search of adventure and those rare moments of bliss that we thought were difficult to find on land. What happened was that we found adventure and perhaps more of that than we wanted. And for those moments of bliss, well, we found ourselves relying on God more during the adventures than in the moments of bliss when all of nature was serene and calm. Isn't that the way God always works? You know, Jensine, adventures are only called that afterwards, when one is spinning sailor's tales. That's the title of my blog, by the way. And while you are inside the adventure, there's sheer terror. So I wrote this book series because I wanted to share my story and my photos with everyone that I could. Other sailors, armchair sailors, just dreamers who love to read. It would also be helpful for travelers and those who want to explore other cultures to see how other people live and what they believe. The book is oversized. It's heavy, 2.3 pounds, I ought to know, 263 pages thick, colorful, as you said, with a lot of full-color photographs. Most of them are mine, maps of our voyages so that you can follow along. And for the technically inclined, Captain Günter Hofmann, my husband, contributes a column called Messing with Boats. And also for the geography buffs, there's a sidebar included for every single country that we visited.
Lois, this sounds absolutely fabulous. And having the honor and privilege of knowing both you and Günter personally, I can attest to the fact that this book is a must-read, extremely authentic, and I've certainly enjoyed it. I want to get to another part of your testimony. Prior to your circumnavigating the world, you and Gunter had a huge disappointment that could have stopped you from sailing the globe altogether, if you let it. Can you briefly explain, Lois, what happened and what role your faith played in helping you to forgive and move on, and the blessings that followed?
Well, Jensine, as you know, Gunter and I founded a biotech company here in San Diego based on a technology called electroporation that could put drugs or genes directly into cells. I grew the company over to 100 employees and took it public on the American Stock Exchange. And then we partnered with Johnson & Johnson to bring the technology to market to treat cancer patients. After that, the rug was pulled right out from under us during a coup in a phone board meeting. We were ousted, and we had the choice right then, fight or flee. We chose to build a boat and sail around the world, and for us, it turned out to be the best decision in the long run. We have been blessed by God beyond all of our expectations.
Well, it sounds like you made the right decision, and now I want to get back to your book, Maiden Voyage. Of all the places that you've been, what stands out the most and why?
Well, there were so many places that stood out. One was going through the Panama Canal, right along with the ships that were flagged with the countries of the world. It was an amazing experience. But the week prior to our transit of the Panama Canal, we were rewarded with a wonderful cultural experience. We were visiting the Indians of the San Blas Islands, and we were able to participate in a young girl's coming-of-age ceremony on the island of Mamiputu. On that island, a fisherman's family befriended us, and he allowed us to take pictures of the family portraits that are included in Maiden Voyage. When we arrived in Guatemala, it was Easter week, Semana Santa, and we experienced the Good Friday parade there with all kinds of bands and floats marching right over carpets made of real flowers. It is most likely the most exotic Easter parade in all of the world, and I devote one entire chapter of Maiden Voyage to that experience.
Wow. Can you share also, Lois, some of the miracles that you witnessed at sea, at least one of them, and what you learned from that?
Jensine, there were many miracles out there, and we felt that God always sent his guardian angel to protect us. But the biggest miracle of all was the Force 10 storm. Of course, you can't sail for 34,000 miles around the world without hitting a few storms, no matter how carefully you plan. The worst storm we encountered in our 8 years of cruising was off the coast of Colombia, where we were told that the dangers were pirates, not storms. I tell this story in Maiden Voyage, and it goes like this. The storm we encountered increased gradually, Force 7, Force 8, Force 9, and finally to Force 10, which is about 54 knots wind speed. At that point, as I watched the wind force on the instruments, and I was the navigator, I was really afraid. Force 12 on the Beaufort scale is a hurricane, and a catamaran cannot survive that. My stomach clenched like the jaws of a shark. My tongue was just like cotton, and my throat was like sandpaper, dry, completely dry. The waves were monstrous, over 3 stories high. The wind was roaring like a pack of ravenous wolves. And even inside of the salon, which was in the center of the boat, there was just no respite. Our yacht, Pacific Bliss, twisted and grated teak against Kevlar. And my friend Phyllis, she was curled up in a fetal position, white-faced, and wincing to that chalk-against-chalkboard screech that you get in a situation like that.
Wow.
It was then that she asked me how to pray, and I told her I just did. I had begged Jesus to still the storm, just like he did for the fishermen on the Lake of Galilee. And then I added to my prayer, you don't have to make it completely calm. Just down to a 4-7 will do.
Right.
I think we can manage that. And my prayers were answered. Within the hour, the storm gradually abated, down the scale to 9 and then 8 and 7. And we do believe there it stayed until we changed course to head on to Cartagena, Colombia. And that's where we found calmer seas yet.
I would believe that.
Yeah, well, you asked what was that lesson about. Well, that lesson, and I think the entire first voyage that we took was all about control. And I think it's a lesson that everyone has to learn at some time in his or her life before departing from this earth. In the end, we found that there's a certain peace in being out of control because it reminds one of how much there is to lose and how fast one can lose it. One learns to trust in God and, you know, whatever happens, He is in control.
Wow. Lois, we have about 5 minutes left to our programming today. There's so much to your book and what you have to share. Before we go further, I would just love you to tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you. And then I have a couple of more questions for you before we close this portion of our program today.
Okay, that's fine. How they can get in contact with me is, first of all, through my website. That is www.pacificbliss.com. And my book is available in bookstores and also on Amazon. If you go to Amazon, I would really appreciate if you would click through upliftsandiego.com. Uplift is a charity that Gunter and I are involved with. Gunter is tutoring, and I'm on the board. And if you go through Uplift San Diego, then go to their shopping page and click through to Amazon. They will get some money to help their ministry.
That's fantastic. Now, back to the sea, Lois. One of the things I wanted to ask you, which has been in the news recently, is Pirate's Alley. The tragic results that were reported, lives lost. You also, in your trilogy of books to be released, talk about that. How did you come out of Pirate's Alley unscathed, and what advice would you offer to anyone who is charting in unsafe waters today?
My advice in a nutshell, pray, plan, go with a group that you trust with your lives, and be sure to keep close together. We went through the 660-mile stretch that's called Pirate Alley from Salalah, Oman to Aden, Yemen with a convoy of 5 yachts. That was back in 2007. It was dangerous then, and it's even more dangerous now.
Wow. Was there ever a time that you thought, what on earth are we doing? Where is God in all of this? In other words, any close calls? Did you run into the perfect storm?
Well, you hit the nail on the head in that a very common refrain of sailors during a bad passage is, what am I doing here? I must be crazy to put myself at risk like this. I remember saying this during a passage from Bora Bora in French Polynesia to Atutaki, which is in the Cook Islands. That passage was so rough that we neglected to brush our teeth for 3 days. But when we reached the beautiful tropical island with the swaying palms and the turquoise waters, we forgot it all until the next time. And that's how it goes.
Well, so I imagine it's a good idea to have a good relationship with your husband or whoever you are on board with at the moment when you are not able to brush your teeth for at least 3 days. Would that be a fair statement?
It's very fair. And a lot of people have asked me, how could you live with your husband on board 24/7, you know, especially during these long passages and so on? I think it's because we had a good relationship in business, and we each had our own separate worlds and jobs, and that translated into the boat. He was the captain. I was the navigator. We sort of divvied up and shared all the duties, and we just hung in there together.
Now, we've just got a minute or two left. I just have a couple more questions for you. You're a fabulous photographer, which is beautifully showcased in your amazing book, Maiden Voyage. Do you have a favorite moment of bliss that you were able to capture on film? What would that be and why? And then, Lois, would you just close us out with the program today? For anyone out there with a dream, what is the best piece of advice you can give them for achieving that, no matter the obstacles?
Okay. First of all, on the photos, there are so many, and I guess that's why I had to do a book that was chock full of photos. But one of my favorites is two pilot whales in front of our boat while we were crossing Australia's Bay of Carpentaria. And that photo is also on my Facebook author page. Another one is of an Indian mother holding her girl who's holding a brand new puppy, and the love on their faces says it all. My advice at the end is, I strongly believe in going for it, pursuing your passion, living your dream, whatever that might be. My advice? Well, first, one needs to pray about it. Would God want you to do this? Has he given you the ability and the talents to succeed in whatever it is you want to do? Then you need to commit, and that's important. Define your mission, set your goal, then tell someone else about it so they can be there for you. And after that, you make a plan. Nothing happens without a plan. If you don't know where you're going, said Alice to the hare, any road will get you there. So you need to be persistent. You may have to get to your goal in a different way, but you know, that's okay. That's called strategy. And believe you me, we all know about those winds, the waves, the currents at sea that takes us from our chosen path. So you have to be flexible and yet determined to make sure that you achieve the goal that you set. But my advice, go for it.
Lois, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Testimony. Your book, Maiden Voyage, can be viewed on Amazon.com as well as www.pacificbliss.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the fabulous Lois Joy Hoffman. Lois, would you come back when you get the rest of your books out on the market?
I would love to come back, Jensine. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being with us. God bless you.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.